You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. I do appreciate it. Today is Saturday, January the 2nd, 2015. I can't say it. 2016. Do you hear me fumble on that one? Wow, I've got to get used to this new year, calling it 2016, however you want to describe it. Well, today's podcast is brought to you by PlexusChuck.com. Go there for all your Plexus needs, and if you'd like to purchase something or you would like to become an ambassador, now's a good time to do it at the beginning of the year, and you can get a fully serviced website for yourself for 1 year for $34.95. And you get to buy your products wholesale, and that's a good savings of money to you. So, PlexusChuck.com, thank you so much, our sponsor. Yesterday was January the 1st, and as the beginning of a new year, I started a podcast series, and it's going to be short. It's going to be today, too, yesterday and today. And it's called, It's Time to Start and Stop. Yesterday was part one, and I knew the content was just too much to do in one podcast. So, I have a carryover today. Shouldn't be as long as yesterday's podcast, so you should be able to get this and listen to it and enjoy it. But as we begin a new year, it's time that we should start doing some things, and there's a time that we should stop doing some things. And you'll have to figure out what those things are. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but there's maybe hundreds in your life, maybe 20, maybe 5, but maybe there's just one or two that you need to take care of right now. So the purpose of this podcast is to encourage you not to wait, but to take action on what you know you need to start and what you need to stop. If you'll go to chucksfavoritethings.com, you'll see my blog, and also you'll see some of the images that I have on here, and also have a great video here I want to share with you in just a moment. But just on a whim yesterday, as I was finishing up part one, I looked on YouTube to see if I could find any kind of video that said, just start. And I found a video by a man named Charles Kiefer. They call him Charlie Kiefer, Charles. He was talking about a book that he released in 2012 called Just Start. And I said, well, that's interesting. So I looked at it on Amazon. I looked at it on Google. And I could read some, you know, a preview of the book without having to purchase it. But I did find a great review of the book by Matthew May. Here is an excerpt from that. I'd like to go over it real quickly with you. There are 10 points that he brings out about this book. Just Start gives us 10 solid reasons why action, the cornerstone of creation, trumps prediction when the future can't be known with much certainty. Now, what Charlie Kiefer has done and the other authors of this book, they've coined a word called creation, which is a combination of the word create and the word action. Hence, you have the word creation. So here are the 10 solid reasons that Matt gives us about Just Start, that why we need to take action. Number one, if you act, you will find out what works and what doesn't. Well, that's true. Number two, if you never act, you will never know what is possible and what is not. You may think you know, but you won't be able to point to anything concrete to prove you are right. Now, that is some good stuff. I'd like you to go to my blog page and read this with me, and that way you can go back and read it again when you necessary. I don't have to read the sentence twice. Number three, if you act, you will find out if you like it or not, with it being whatever the new action is. Number four, acting leads to a market reaction, which could point you in another direction. Like, for instance, you want to open a restaurant. Taking a small step toward that goal, you cater a community event to try out your recipes and discover firsthand what the food service business is like. People rave about your food, but you discover you like the cooking part and hate all the rest. Talking to people, dealing with the details of planning and organization, your action caused a market reaction and has convinced you to go into exclusive catering and hire someone to deal with the clients and logistics. That might be you. And you might want to start a business of your own, and you, before you do it though, you want to get your feet wet and see what kind of works. That would maybe describe to you what you need to do and maybe another direction to go into. Number five, as you act, you can find people to come along with you. For instance, you click with the person handling your account at the food wholesaler, and she is now your partner and runs the day-to-day operations of your catering business. Number six, as you act, you can find ways to do things faster, cheaper, better. You discover you can prepare the chicken parmesan everyone loves in 6 steps instead of 12. Now, I found this out when I started this podcast back in May. You know, for a couple of months, well, actually over a year, I wanted to do a podcast. But, you know, I was afraid, I was timid, I had some ideas, and I even wrote down a bunch of topics that I could talk about that would probably fill up every day of the year. But I was afraid. I was scared to even start this thing, even though I had directions from Sam Crowley on how to begin a podcast. So I went back and forced myself to sit down, watch the videos, take action, start up a WordPress account, get an account with Blueberry, get some software called Audacity to record these things, get a microphone, headset, whatever, and start doing this. It was a learning curve. It really was. It was a process. But you know what? As I acted, I found out, guess what? It took me at the beginning maybe 12 steps to do something. Now I can do things in a much quicker fashion because I've learned the shortcuts of going through some things technically. And also, you know, it's more of a breeze now because I've done it. I took action and the rest is history. Number seven, if you act, you won't spend the rest of your life thinking, I wonder what would have happened if you fill in the blank. Number eight, if all you do is think, you may end up being less interesting as a person. The author says, who would you rather sit next to on a plane? Someone who started a successful rock climbing store or an unsuccessful one, or someone who only thought about doing one? Number nine, if all you ever do is think about stuff, you can gain tons of theoretical knowledge, but none of it from the real world. You become like that woman in the fable who knows the price of everything but the value of nothing. In other words, if all you ever do is think, all you do is think, the author writes. Now, I found that from my own personal experience. Back in North Carolina, I had this idea of doing this. Back in the day, they had this thing called music on hold, and they still do it now. You call a corporation or a business, they'll put you on hold, and then there's music playing in the background. Well, I thought I could do that in our little small town of Ashburn, North Carolina. And so I thought about it for a long time, wrote down all these details about what I could do and how I could do this and do that. I even talked to a friend of mine and got him involved, and he had some great ideas, and we worked, bounced them off each other. I had a little four-track recorder and microphone and all this stuff, a mixer, and I could get it started. Trouble is, I never got it started. I even bought some tape that would be an endless tape. You know, you record a song and or record this message, and it just plays and plays and plays. Well, I just liked really the music part of it. I didn't want to go out and knock on doors and sell this product to people because I'd also have to buy, you know, more hardware and hook it up to their phone and all this stuff. And you know what? It was just a pain in the neck. But I thought about it for a long time, and it never led me to anything because all I did was think about it. Number 10, action always leads to evidence, facts upon which you can make a decision. You act, therefore something changes. And in observing that reaction, you gain knowledge. Thinking doesn't lead to proof. It just leads to more thinking. I am guilty of that. My personality likes to plan things, likes to work out the details on paper and on the computer. I like to plan, you know, whatever I'm going to do, think about it and work it out and just orchestrate it beautifully on paper. Well, you know, sometimes you got to put feet to your prayers. You got to actually do something. But thinking does just lead to more thinking. And some personalities gravitate toward that. Mine does. And so I have to be careful of that and actually, you know, get on the phone and call somebody. I actually have to go talk to someone at a store or a funeral home or a church or whatever. As the book points out rightly, it says, if you act, you know what is real. You always want to know what's real. And for all these reasons, action trumps everything when the future is highly uncertain. So whatever you're thinking about, stop. Act now or forever wonder, what if? And so I appreciate Matt May doing this review of that book. And if you want to purchase that book, it's available online. And it's not just a business book. It's a book for people trying to make a change in their life. So what do you need to start in 2016? Whatever it is, it will take action. And I'm talking to myself right now as well. But here's one thing I want you to stop in 2016. I want you to stop being so hard on yourself. Quit beating yourself up when you mess up. If you blow your goal or your resolution, just start over, folks. Start over. I know from experience. Hey, let me make a little aside here. On Facebook, sometimes they put this picture or this, they call it a meme, whatever. They said that, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? And then the person underneath it says, just get a pitcher of water and fill the thing up, okay? So, you know, quit speculating. Is it half empty, half full? Get some action in you and fill that sucker up. I know from experience there's way too much negative self-talk in this world. Examine yourself. When you do something at your house and no one is around, just you, something like, you know, misplacing your car keys or tripping over nothing on the floor or dropping something in the kitchen or breaking something, do you speak to yourself using words like, come on, stupid. You're crazy. What were you thinking, loser? What's the matter with you? You dumb ox, and other people would say other things. You'll never be able to, you fill in the blank. Do you talk to yourself like that? If you're using words and phrases like that to yourself, then I want you to stop it. I want you to stop it right now. Quit being so negative on yourself. Quit being so hard on yourself. Cut out this negative self-talk and move on with your life. If you make a mistake, admit it, move on. Don't rehearse it over and over and beat yourself up. Look, if other people love you, even if just one person loves you, and if the God of the universe says he loves you, like it says in the Bible, then you need to start loving yourself. Growing is a process. Maturing takes time. Changing bad habits and new ones is not done overnight. Take it easy on you and start loving yourself. There is no one else like you. I want you to be the best that you can be. Years ago, there was a show called Mad TV. A bunch of comedians on there, a lot of funny people in there. But they also had guest stars. And they had, at one time, they had Bob Newhart on there, and they did a skit called Stop It. I have it on my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com. Go there, click on it, and let's watch this clip by Bob Newhart and Mo Collins from Mad TV. It's called Stop It. So this podcast today has been called It's Time to Start and Stop Part 2. Here are some more random things that I could talk about, but we just don't have time. I want you to take a ride in the country. Stay off Facebook for a while. Get away from all electronic devices at least 30 minutes before you go to bed. That means don't lay in the bed with your cell phone or your iPad. Don't do it. Stop it. Get off sodas. Yes, even get off the diet ones. They're no good. Cut back on your sugar intake. Find an online course to take, or go to your local community college and sign up for a class. Go to a painting class with a friend. Around here and other places, I think they have one called, you know, Wine and Palette, where you go there with your friend, you sample some wine, and they give you a palette to start learning how to paint, and you do a painting all together as a group, and you take your painting home with you, and that's your prize. Clean out your closet and get rid of some of the old things that remind you of your past. Buy some flowers for yourself. Yeah, I mean yourself. Buy you a dozen roses. Be good to yourself once in a while. Or give some flowers away to someone else. Give away some of your books that you've already read. Give more to your church or charity. Don't have any money? Give your time as a volunteer. Make more money so you can give more money. And maybe you might want to start a new hobby this year. So whatever you do in 2016, I know it will take some effort to start some things, and it'll take some effort to stop some things. I want you to have the best year possible, because you know what? You deserve it. And I want you to believe that you deserve it as well. So thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation for music, movies, memories, and more. I'm here to inspire you, motivate you, and encourage you that there are some things we need to start and there are some things we need to stop. Today is only the second day of the year, guys. You got a whole blank slate ahead of you. The whole blackboard is empty right now, waiting for you to write on it. Your whole book is empty, and it's got 365 more days that you can write on. Remember, it's a leap year this year. Well, until the next podcast, this is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it so much, and may you have the best year ever. Until then, Chuck Weston signing out. Bye-bye.